figuring it out over time. It may have to get clear by itself over time. The amazing thing about that is clarity is time factored. Clarity doesn't necessarily come in an instant. It does in certain moments in life, but that's rare. And usually a lot had to precede it for that instant that feels like a sudden instant, but actually, if you trace it back, it may not have been. Most of the time, real clarity is gotten to through patience, through waiting for it to become clear, not in a dismissive attitude, but in an attitude of, I want to clear it up, I want to deal with it. And somehow the clarity comes along if you're sincere about dealing with it. If you just wait and allow yourself more to get to a point of clarity, certain answers become very clear. Certain roads become very clear that this is the way. A lot of times what we do is we're not patient enough. We think we have to know the answer today. We anguish ourselves more than we have to. And really, we don't wait for the clarity to come when it can come. So I do have that sense a little bit listening to you that you may have to wait a little bit in a kind of expectant attitude, patient attitude, but expectant, not having your enthusiasm for dealing with it wane, but knowing that it may take a little more clarity, which may take a little more time.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. So I have no patience for it. Like, I need an answer now. Hmm. And so what I do
So what if you don't get an answer now?
Then I get angry. And I go between remorse and anger, back and forth.
Angry at life or angry at yourself?
Both.
So this dilemma, this unpleasant set of circumstances, wants to teach you some patience.
Yeah, I think that would be the virtue I don't have at this point, or maybe ever.
And patience, learning how to be more patient, means being willing for the answer to come, or the clarity to come, or the resolution to come in its own time, more than insisting it come in your time frame. So it's a certain kind of willingness. So can you imagine developing that kind of willingness?
Sure.
Good. If you think of it as willingness, if you understand patience as a certain kind of willingness, it's easier. If it's just about, I've got to be more patient. That's not always easy for people who have an issue with patience. But if you understand patience a little bit more and understand that it's a willing attitude, sometimes that can make it easier. And lastly, whatever the karmic effect, it will not have a permanent karma on you already, because the karmic aspect is already resolved. See that? See what I'm getting at?
Just because of my willingness at this
yes,
point.
Yes, exactly. Because you've gotten to the point where you recognize, maybe I shouldn't have done whatever it is you're talking about. Maybe that wasn't the best thing. Now I see more clearly. Now I see better. For whatever reason, I'm more aware now. The proof of that is you're doing whatever you know how to make amends or fix it or right the situation or at least tie it up and resolve it. That is the karmic relief. That attitude, that awareness is the karmic turn. The situation getting resolved isn't the be-all and end-all. Your increased awareness, your more right attitude, and your sincerity in wanting to change it is the untangling of the karmic knot, if you want to talk in those terms. Those aren't my terms, but I can talk in them. So maybe that's the best news, is you don't have to worry about your karma. You've already dealt with that.